Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 14, 2023, Tuesday of the third week of Lent. It is taken from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21-35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgive him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and he started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgive you your entire debt, because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant, as I had pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our Gospel today. Although in the Gospel, the Apostle Peter asked him how many times will he forgive his brother who has wronged him, the Lord answered him, "No, not 7 times, but 77 times. Which is to say that forgiveness is not by numbers. 77 times says that forgiveness can never be counted. Just like the Gospel is telling us today, "So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from the heart." Because forgiveness is really from the heart. Forgiveness is the mindset of the heart. Or much better, forgiveness is the nature of the heart. For Christians, forgiveness is Christ who resides in the heart of a Christian. That's why the best way to see if one is a Christian or not is to see if he can forgive like Christ does. Forgiveness doesn't come from the flesh. It doesn't come from the law. It is not a human effort, because a human effort is limited. It is bounded by so many limitations of the flesh, of sin, especially of selfishness and pride, and even culture limits actually the human effort of the heart. But in Christianity, it is not about that. It is about the presence of Christ that we received at baptism and growing as we journey by as Christians receiving the sacraments. When a Christian is given by God that blessing, the greatest blessing of forgiveness, immediately that forgiveness creates an atmosphere of forgiveness, so that anybody who comes in the way of it immediately experiences the forgiveness of God.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.